This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patients Stovall, S-T-O-V-A-L-L, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth December 26, 1944, date of evaluation March 10, 2025, the chief complaint, 80-year-old male scheduled for a prostate biopsy and now seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is an 80-year-old male who was found to have an abnormal EKG as he is scheduled for a prostate biopsy, period. He is known to have a history of congestive heart failure and diabetes, period. However, comma, he has had no prior hospitalization, period. He notes history of diastolic heart failure, period. The patient further reports difficulty with breathing, period. He reports dyspnea at half a block, period. He has had no chest pain, period. The past medical history includes one, diabetes, next number diastolic heart failure, next number hypertension, next number basal cell carcinoma, next number TIA. Past surgical history, status post total hip replacement, next number chronic osteomyelitis, next number status post resection basal cell carcinoma. He has memory loss, period. Medication, amoxicillin 500 milligrams one daily, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams daily, donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L, one daily, furosemide 20 milligrams one daily, losartan 25 milligrams one daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, simvastatin 40 milligrams one daily. The allergies, lisinopril results in a cough. Family history, mother with congestive heart failure, father with diabetes, and history of bilateral hip replacement. The social history, the patient is a prior smoker, but none in 40 years. He notes occasional alcohol use. He denies drug use. The review of systems. Neck, he has stiffness. Respiratory, he reports occasional cough. Gastrointestinal, he has diarrhea and has had change in bowel habits. Genital urinary, he reports incontinence. He does report itching of the scrotum. Musculoskeletal, he has swelling around the ankles. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 127/69, pulse 76, respiratory rate 18, height 66 inches, weight 168 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review. The ECG presented from the patient's primary care shows sinus rhythm at a rate of 68 beats per minute, normal intervals, but low voltage in the limb lead, period. There is evidence of an old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. There is poor RVA progression in the precordial leads, period. the repeat ECG done at the office on March 10, 2025 revealed sinus rhythm 72 beats per minute period. There is left axis deviation with an axis of minus 56 period. There is an old inferior wall myocardial infarction present period. The 4-hour wave progression previously seen is no longer apparent period. However, comma, view on reveals a loss of RVA, period. The impression, this is an 80-year-old male who is anticipated to have prostate biopsy, period. He has history of diastolic heart failure, period. He has diabetes, he has dyspnea, and he has an abnormal EKG, period. The patient currently is not at guideline-directed medical therapy, period. The plan will discontinue metformin, losartan, and carvedilol, period. I will start him on Jardiance, 10 milligrams BO daily, and Entresto 24/26 1 PO BID, metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams 1 PO daily, period. He requires echocardiogram, period. Further workup pending review of echocardiogram, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Richard Stavall. Thank you.